Well, good morning and welcome to WJBM Radio here at Jerseyville, 104.7, 1480 AM. This morning I have with me Sheriff Nick Manns for our local spotlight show. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thanks, Chris. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Good. You're a sheriff for about a year now?
Yeah, December 1st was my year anniversary.
Yep. Yes. And you are a Jersey County boy?
I am. I think my family moved here when I was 7 years old. We were actually originally Madison County folks, but when I was seven, my parents moved up here, and I grew up here and went to school here. Actually, my first real job, if you will, I was 14 years old. I mowed the grass here at WJBM.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. One of my mentors, Jack Stork, I needed a job. He got it for me, and took me about 4 or 5 hours at that time. It went all the way to the back, and all around all those cables, and that was my first real job. So well, I have a connection.
We can always hook you up later on in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a family man?
Yes, sir. Married for 30 years next year.
And wow.
Yeah.
You don't look that old. Married to Carol. Would you get married when you were 10?
I'll be 55 this week.
Wow. You do look young.
Yeah. No, we were a Carrollton girl and got two kids grown now, 25 and 26.
Okay. I always ask this question.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Carrollton, what's your wife's name?
Robin Smith. So you know my brother-in-law Luke and some of the
okay. Oh,
goats,
your brother-in-law
goats, my father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know Luke Smith.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go back a ways.
That's
yes.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
What was your first date? Where'd you guys go?
You're not going to believe this.
Oh, well, I
tell
don't.
You. So we met at a volleyball tournament, actually, where her family had a team, and my brothers and I had a team, and we got in the finals. I think it was out at the Legion and Lorton's. Huh? Lorton's is where we went that night.
Oh, at the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah. we used to nickname yeah. that place the Love Connection.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure she felt the love connection the first night for sure. We had a volleyball tournament, and then I went away for on an assignment in D.C. for a month. And then I came back, and we had another volleyball tournament. And at that time, we started dating.
So, oh.
Yeah.
So you went to college.
Yeah, I did. I graduated here from Jerseyville in 87, and I went to U of I and graduated there in 91.
Mm-hmm. When did you know that you were wanting to be in law enforcement?
Well, I went to college thinking I wanted to be an attorney, prosecutor specifically. But, you know, we had a lot when I was a kid, but money wasn't abundant, and I decided I'd try to work for a few years and pay for my own law school. I had two younger brothers that had to go to college yet, and so law enforcement just kind of fell in my lap, if you will. I think my junior year of college, I was actually doing an internship with the National Park Service at the Arch. And the U.S. Marshals had a traveling museum exhibit going through there, and I met some U.S. Marshals and applied and was hired. So started as a deputy U.S. Marshal.
I'll be darned. Where was that?
East St. Louis.
East St. Louis.
1991, I went there. I spent 5 years as a deputy in East St. Louis and did some really fascinating stuff there. You travel a lot as a deputy marshal. I went to the L.A. riots, for instance. That was one of my first assignments after Rodney King. I went to the coal strikes in West Virginia. I went to Hurricane Maryland and the Virgin Islands. Just got to do some neat things.
I guess.
Dale Shuler, I don't know if you remember Dale. He was an FBI agent that lived in Elsa. His daughter went to high school in roughly my age range, and Dale knew I was a Jersey County boy, so he sort of recruited me to the FBI, actually. And in 96, I decided to go over to the FBI.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was neat. Of course, the FBI moves you. So I was newly married. I think Rob and I had been married about 8 months, and I took the job, and we got transferred to Oklahoma City after the bomb. After you go through Quantico, the basic academy, we got sent to Oklahoma City. That's where we started our family and my career with the FBI.
Well, so you do have some experience.
Yeah, I've done some, got been blessed, you know,
yeah.
to do some.
I mean, things. A lot of just of experience coming from all directions.
Yeah, which is, you know, which eventually led me back home. Actually, from Oklahoma City, we After 6 years there, I went to the Navajo Indian Reservation, Arizona, and did 5 years there. That's a hardship post for the FBI, so that means they'll send you home. My promise to Robin was that we'd get back home, and so going to that hardship meant I could accelerate that process. And after about 12 years away, we came back to Jersey County.
So what made you decide to run for sheriff?
Well, I had thought about it for some years when I was with the FBI. When we first moved back to Jersey County, I entertained the idea of maybe when I retire, that's something I would consider doing. When you, in this profession, when you serve in a lot of other communities, you kind of want to, you kind of get this, or at least I did, got this idea that I wanted to come back here and be in, serve here and mm-hmm. bring back the things that I learned around the country here to the men and women that, that protect our community, our county. So, I kind of had the idea, it kind of faded away over time. I actually, when I retired in 2016 from the FBI, I took a job as a detective here at Jersey County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff at that time was John Wimmersberg. Mm-hmm. Between him and Ben Getten, they sort of needed an investigator here, and the county board approved a position, and they hired me to be the detective. And I did that for 3 years. And then the Illinois State Police, the director of the Illinois State Police is a friend of mine, and his number two, one of his advisors, a real good friend of mine, and they asked me would I be willing to come to State Police to start a unit in East St. Louis, sort of where I'd spent much of my career in the mm-hmm. city of East St. Louis. I'm very fond of East St. Louis. It's sort of dear to my heart. They got big problems, of course. I had spent most of my career working violent crime and homicides and things like that. So he wanted me to start a violent crime unit in East St. Louis, sort of a new unit, form it, and then direct it. And so I did.
I just want to wrap. You say East St. Louis was fond. You were fond of East St. Louis. It was close to your heart.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, so I started my law enforcement career there as a deputy marshal. I was in East St. Louis for 5 years. Then I moved around the country, and when I came back in 2006, I came back to Illinois. I was again assigned in East St. Louis, working in gangs and drugs mm-hmm. and things like that, and violent crime. So, in our profession, right, you want to go where your skills are most needed.
Yeah.
And East St. Louis in this area is the place that needs policing the most. It's a very violent city with a lot of good people who are sort of trapped.
Okay, so and helping the good people.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't want it to. Yeah. I don't mean to sound like I'm special for doing that. It's just something that is in you.
Yeah.
You know, when you have certain skills in a thing, you want to go where you're needed the most. And I just really grew fond of that. People, the police department, most of the policemen are friends of mine. And so I went back there, started that unit. It was called the Public Safety Enforcement Group. And we worked all the homicides and all the violent crime there. And then I ran for sheriff in 22 and was elected December 23.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about, for example, like here in Jersey County, what you thought, here's what my experience has always been, what I thought would happen sometimes doesn't happen. You know, it doesn't play out the way I actually thought it was. But tell me your experience here as your first year as sheriff of Jersey County.
Well, I sort of knew because I had been detective here. So I knew a little bit what the job entailed. As a detective here, I kind of had some ideas, things I would want to do with the department if I was ever in charge of it. I will say that we have an amazing cadre of public servants at the Sheriff's Department. We really do.
That's what Ben says.
Yeah, they run it. It runs itself largely. So really all I wanted to do is come in here and tweak some things to kind of bring some ideas from the outside in, which uh-huh. I think is a huge thing in our profession, to get outside ideas, be a little more progressive in certain areas. But as far as men and women doing the job day in and day out, our correctional officers, our deputies, court security officers, all of them, and especially our administrative staff. I mean, we've got Cindy Wagner's been there since she was 17 years old. She's the heart and soul of the Jersey County Sheriff's Office, for sure.
Great.
And, but yeah, so I, as far as expectations go, I sort of knew what I was going to do. I also knew that I would be slowing down and becoming a little bit more of an administrator and a little bit less of a policeman, which was really in my heart, to I like to work the cases and do the interviews and do all the fun stuff. So,
what are some of the ideas that you've put in play?
Well, based on my experience in the reservation and in East St. Louis, one of the things I learned early on is that the key to being successful in our job is a connection with the community, for sure. Most law enforcement knows that now, but I really wanted to bring sort of a community concept here. So one of the first things I did was to develop what we call a community zone patrol. And I broke the county down into zones, and I told the deputies, you're going to go to every door and knock on those doors and meet people in a little bit different atmosphere. I knew it could be done because when I ran for sheriff, I went door to door. And going door to door and talking to people helped me formulate a lot of the things I wanted to do here in the county. And it also changed their perception of me, because although I grew up here and I lived a lot of my life here, we were pretty private because of my job. And so a lot of people just didn't know me, didn't know. I ran as an independent, as you know, so they don't know, is he a Democrat, is he a Republican, how's he, what's his views? And the only way I could get those views out there was to go door to door, because I didn't have a name, right? The man's is a Madison County name, it's not a Jersey County name. And so in doing that, I realized, hey, my deputies can do that, right? So we're blessed here. We have a lot going on in Jersey County, but it's not a big city where deputies have to go call the call the call the call the call. Some days it's like that, but but a lot of days they have time to go knock on doors and talk to people. Remember, when you call the police, typically you dial 911 and it's a bad day, and the police are there and it might be your worst day. You know? And so there's tension and there's conflict and there's stress and there's trauma going on. And so deputies are interacting in that. So I wanted them to go knock on a door like I did when you're like I did when I was going door to door. And people were like, well, sit down on the porch. Let me talk to you. And let me get you a cup of coffee. And to meet people differently. My thinking was we would see the people differently that we protect, and they would see us differently as their servants. So, and then the other idea was, by getting deputies to do that, they'd get used to talking to people regularly. And that's a huge part of law. That's the biggest part of law enforcement, the ability to talk to people and get information and get cooperation. So it turned out to be a bigger deal than I realized it would be. Public loves it, I think. You know, we have people in our county that are needy. We have people in our county that are elderly. We have people in our county that are shut-ins. And a deputy coming to the door and giving them a card, somebody they can call if they don't want to call 911, somebody they can call to say, my mom lives on such and such road, will you go check on her? Something we should be doing. So,
as far as, do you see any, what are some of the threats that we have to experience here in Jersey County?
Criminal threats, the biggest problem we have in the county continues probably to be drug use and abuse. We don't have, at least not that I've seen, cartels in our county, but we have a big metropolitan area close to us in St. Louis and East St. Louis, Metro East. So, you know, we have young people here who are drug users going to those places, picking up drugs, bringing them back, sharing them, selling them, etc. Drugs then leads, because drugs aren't free, leads to thefts and burglaries and criminal damage to property and domestics and really all of our crime within our county. It generally revolves around the drug use and abuse.
What drugs are we talking about?
All of them. Methamphetamine, now fentanyl's the big thing. Heroin's in our county. It's not like epidemics, but it's serious. And so, and cannabis, you know, is still largely illegal when bought off the street. And on occasion, that creates problems. So one of the things I brought that we're doing now, we actually introduced the medicated assisted recovery into our jail.
Oh.
So my thinking was this: look, we have young people who are using drugs and abusing drugs. In the state of Illinois, we're not sending them to prison. I mean, it's the reality of what it is. Those that are the worst obviously get locked up and go to jail, and we can keep them clean there and away from hurting the public. But a lot of the young people using drugs here are our kids. Our county's kids and
high school kids.
More after high school. There is some use in the high school course, but it escalates, I think, when they get out of high school, can't find employment or don't find employment, and end up using drugs for a myriad of reasons. So my thinking was, let's do more a multi-pronged approach. We'll continue to do drug enforcement. We'll continue to look for drugs, stop cars, arrest people when necessary. But when they're in our jail, I have a captive audience. So maybe I should introduce counselors into our jail. Mm-hmm. And we brought in MRA, and they have peer counselors. We have a partnership with Jersey Community Hospital, a wonderful resource for our community, where we are now bringing in medicated assisted recovery. So opioid use in particular, there are medications that can block receptors in your brain to make the cravings for heroin and fentanyl go away.
Mm.
So we've introduced that into the jail. Like, we have them, they're captive. If they're willing to try this treatment and maybe get some clean, if I could save one out of 20, I'd probably prevent three or four thefts and maybe a burglary in the county. And so we're doing that in conjunction with our hospital, and our correctional officers are administering that and doing a great job.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to see that. Anything else on the menu that you have concerns about?
Concern-wise, no, you know, just typical stuff. We have had a string of burglaries. We actually our detective, Marshall Lewis, recently solved a case with two Granite City guys who hit a couple of our businesses here in town. And we've charged them. And unfortunately, the provisions of the Safety Act, we had to release them, but we got them in jail. We got them under some supervision from our courts. And if they screw that up, our judge will be right there to put them back in jail if we have to. So,
is that the case where we have people from outside of the area come in, or it's easy pickings around here?
Yeah. So in the time that I'm as detective, and now that I've been sheriff, we do have, when you see a string of burglaries, oftentimes it is from out of town. I know when I was a detective here, I worked, a group did like 50 car burglaries in our county, and they were all young kids from Granite City area. So that is the case. We have local burglars as well that do some of our local stuff. But this one was a group from outside. To give you an idea, and it helps educate the public, I think, when I worked that case as a detective, there was five young kids, all under 18, and they basically looked for remote communities, thinking the policing will be spread out and thinner, and that's partially true. And they would just go into neighborhoods 3 a.m, Grafton and out at Miller Edition, different places here in town, and just check doors. And if they had a door that was unlocked, they'd get in there and take whatever they could, which, yes, unfortunately in our county includes money and sometimes firearms and things people leave unsecured. And then they would just hit Google Maps and figure out how to get home. And they did that in lots of communities around our area.
How'd you end up catching them?
Got a lucky break. I had a couple good shoe prints, and I put that out to sheriff's departments, and Macoupin County called and says, look, we had a guy in here and he's got those shoes. We figured out what kind of shoe it was. So I went in and interviewed that young man, and he actually was not our guy, but through that interview of him, I was able to identify who our guys were.
I'll be darned.
I knew. And then we went down there. Actually, Scott Wolfel with JPD, I took him. We met up with some Madison County guys, and we went right to their houses and got them. So
I'll be darned.
They had stole a couple cars, a whole bunch of car burglaries and things like that.
So they had those items right there.
Had some of the items and had a couple stolen cars, and yeah, we did some good.
Well, any advice to our listeners as far as how to keep from getting burglarized?
The biggest thing is lock your doors.
Yeah.
You know, what you see in all crime is criminals do that which is convenient and efficient, expedient. So if you put blockades up in that area, like locking a door, they go to the next one. If you have an alarm, if you have cameras, all those things are things that they're trying to avoid detection being caught. And firearms, you know, please, you know, I really, I'm a big believer in the right to bear arms, of course. It's part of our heritage in our country, but please secure your firearms, because what happens is here, those firearms get stolen, then they get taken to places like East St. Louis, and they get traded for drugs, and then the policemen there, one of which I used to be, have to face them. And same way when you go over to the ball game and things, people tend to take their firearms with them because they're concerned about their safety in St. Louis. But what happens is they leave them in their cars, and then the cars get broke into and the guns get stolen.
I see. Well, anything else to add to this interview?
No, I really encourage the public, Chris. We're trying to do things a little bit differently. I want to be more engaging. If you live in a zone and you haven't seen a deputy or a deputy hadn't come by, I want you to call me. Tell me where you live. We're going to send one by if you'd like.
Okay.
To meet them, to know who's protecting your area. Anything you see is important to us. So if there's a car roaming around 2:30 in the morning, or your dogs are barking outside and something's not right, call us. You know, that's what we do. We're going to send somebody. We're going to check it out. The more presence we have in the rural parts of our county, the better we can prevent crimes.
What's the number they should call?
498-6881 is the non-emergency number, and of course, 911 is the emergency number.
6881.
498-6881. Yeah, that's the sheriff's office, and our deputies, I promise you, will respond out there. Nothing is too small. So anything that doesn't seem right to you, I grew up in the country, east of town, 10 miles east. If there was a strange car roaming around the neighborhood, neighbors were calling each other. So we're going to ask you just to kind of include us in that loop, call us too, and we'll come out there and find out what's going on. Might be nothing, but we'd sure like to check.
Well, thank you so much for being on our local spotlight here at WJBM.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Good to talk to you.